Good evening and welcome to our Champaign City Council study session for Tuesday, August 22nd, 2023. Councilmember Pianfetti is out ill this evening. City Manager, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Your Honor. It is my pleasure tonight to introduce two new employees in our Planning and Development Department. The first person I'm going to introduce is Dan Sapphire. Dan's an associate planner. He is going to be working on long-range planning, zoning, and economic development. He's going to be part of the team that'll be working on our downtown plan update. He has his bachelor's in economics and geography from McAllister College. And in keeping with our trend of being an employer of choice in the region, we have stolen him from CUMTD, where he was an analyst planner there. He moved to the area from Mazatlan, Mexico. So that's very cool, interesting tidbit there. And he's looking forward to working with talented colleagues and community members to provide equitable transportation and housing options. He comes highly regarded. People have been very excited to have him with our team, and so I'd like to welcome Dan. The next person I'd like to introduce is Lily Wilcock. Lily is also an associate planner, and she will also be working on long-range planning. She's also going to be focusing on engaging and doing more enhancement of our outreach activities so that our planning and development department is well connected to our community. She has both her undergraduate and master's degree from urban and regional planning at UIUC, which is an exceptional program. We have quite a few city employees that are actually adjunct instructors in that program, so we speak very highly of it. And again, we have stolen Lily, who we've worked with her on things as a partner agency before. We've stolen her from the city of Urbana. And we are super excited to have you here. She is looking forward to working with our residents and our business owners to have active collaboration in all of our departmental programs. So Lily, welcome.
I thought you needed something. You were looking at me like you needed something. Okay. We need someone to make a motion on minutes.
I make a motion that we accept the 2023 8-1 regular council meeting minutes.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. They are approved. City Manager, am I turning it over to the City Attorney, or are you in
charge? City Attorney will take the lead.
Okay.
Good evening, Council. As you know, my name is Tom Yu. I'm here with Roger Dirks from the IT Department. And we are here seeking direction from you regarding adjusting the Council District boundaries. I'm going to provide a little bit of background, and then I'll turn it back over to Council to discuss the maps. So in the law, it requires the city to have council districts, electoral districts, that are roughly equal in population. The population shifted over the past 10 years, and we now have roughly 7,000 more people than we did in 2010, the last federal census, yes. Now, that's great, but one of the issues is that the increase in population did not get evenly distributed amongst all five council districts. So now we have more disparity from the smallest district to the largest one. So now we're required to rebalance the districts. And we have a process to do that. You have passed a council policy that sets forth guidelines on how we do this. I'm gonna summarize them just really briefly. They're in the materials. The districts have to be roughly equal in population using census blocks. The districts have to be contiguous and reasonably compact. And we can't redraw the line so that an incumbent is moved out of their current district. And lastly, we can't redraw the line so that the voting strength of minority populations is somewhat diluted. We used an online product to do the redistricting. It creates GIS files for us. And that's where Roger, his expertise came into play. As a result of that process, we got seven maps submitted. And so a copy of each map is in the packet in front of you, as well as a summary table, some of the data from those maps in the very last page. That's being provided to you just to help you compare the maps to each other. I will say this, all the materials are online on the Engage Champaign website, the page regarding redistricting. And staff review of the maps shows that all the maps satisfy the constitutional requirements as well as council policy. Today is up to you to discuss and determine which of the maps, or a map that you want us to draw, staff to draw and come back to you with, best meets the best interests of the community. So today is your opportunity to look at the maps together, discuss them, ask us questions. And Roger is here, he's available to put the maps on the screen if you want to take a closer look at them. So with that, I'll turn it over to the mayor.
Thank you. I think there are a lot of different ways that we can do this, and having the first opportunity to actually have some discussion amongst ourselves is really important. But I'm wondering if it might be easier to start with eliminating maps that we're not interested in looking at or talking about, and maybe that isn't easier, I don't know. But if we can maybe eliminate a few so that we're down to just a few to talk about, then maybe that makes our study session easier. So I will entertain if anybody wants to have a discussion about that. Anybody? The city manager, you look like you wanted to say something.
I want to say nothing about the maps. This is entirely your policy decision. I just wasn't sure, Your Honor, if you were going to entertain community input before you guys got into the substance of discussion, or if you wanted to eliminate maps first.
We can. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to address this issue? Okay, seeing none.
All right.
Thank
you. Well, I at least checked that box. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so proposal number one, map number one. Does anybody want to talk about map number one, or does anybody just want to generally talk, like raise your hand and say, I want this map, or talk about maps? Councilmember Shannon.
Unfortunately, I don't have like a clear-cut thing to say or a map to eliminate or whatever, but I did make a lot of notes on all of these, and I scribbled them out and made more notes. I think it's important to note that some of the maps have two majority-minority districts, and some of them have one. And given that our overall minority population is 45%, having two of our five districts be majority-minority is very close to being in line with that. I think given that the fact that we do have a segregated city, I think it's important for us to look at the number of majority-minority maps and to look at the minority, I can't remember what they call it, but the like minority voting scores on them. So I definitely want to commend that to everyone's attention.
So, and I, and it's weird for me to talk in the middle and not talk at the end, but I want to speak to the map that I proposed, and I 100% agree with you. The map I proposed only has one majority-minority district, and the reason for that was I was trying to have three, and we're really close to three, and so I kept pushing the numbers and redrawing the lines, trying to see if I could get us to three. So if you look at the numbers on my map, I think it's like 49.5% or something in a couple of districts. I want to say to staff, I really enjoyed the opportunity to play with the mapping tools. It was fascinating and fun, and I learned about our community. I feel like I don't really have a horse in this race. It's about the districts and where our district council members feel the lines work for them and their constituencies. So, like, I just want to be clear. If, like, people are like, yeah, get rid of the mayor's map, I'm fine with that, and I'm not going to, like, scream and yell or pout about it. But I thought it was worth at least explaining what I was trying to do and why mine looks the way that it does.
And I think I meant to say this. I'm so sorry. This was hard. Anybody who, I played around with it, and I did not come up with a map. And maybe that was because I was in my own head and the perfect was the enemy of the good. But this was difficult stuff. So I really appreciate everyone who submitted a map, because I didn't do it because I couldn't figure out a way to make all these things work the way I wanted them to. So I very much appreciate everyone who did.
So anybody else want to talk about maps? Councilmember Beck.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out a couple of things that I am hoping that we can accomplish with this mapping, and it may eliminate a map or two for us. One of the things that poses an issue for us as we remap is the density of population that's presented by the university. And that is mostly impacts my district currently, District 2. And I think that outside of the university, the two districts that are really represented in the population, or precincts rather, that are currently represented in the population are 13 and 14. And those are the two precincts that have the heaviest voting as well during municipal elections, which are the elections that we're most concerned with in this district mapping. So in order to address that concern, one of the things that I did in my mapping, and I know that others considered this as well, was to try to include multiple districts in that zone so that it would help to break up the density of the population. So whether that could be distributed between two to three districts, that would actually be helpful. So the map that I presented actually has three districts that do address that density issue. So that would be District 2, District 4, and District 1, all included within that university district to help distribute that population density. Now, what that does do is allow for a greater number of what are precincts. Although we didn't do precincts in this particular mapping, we did census blocks. It does allow for a larger area of voting density outside of the university district for District 2, which is one of my primary goals in this mapping, so that we can allow for a larger representation outside of the university population. So, and I am 100% behind university students voting in municipal elections. I don't want to make it seem like I'm not, but what I want to do is provide an opportunity for District 2 to also have a greater number of people who may be here for a longer period of time who would like to represent their community in the governmental process. Somebody else someday will take over this seat. It will not always be Alicia Beck in this seat. And as a result, we need to plan for that so that we can provide an opportunity for a greater number of people to be represented on this dais. That's one of the major things. The second thing that I also want to bring up is what Mayor Finan actually already brought up, was making sure that the Garden Hills neighborhood was represented by a single entity on the council. And I think that does help that Garden Hills group to have a single person that will be representing that united neighborhood there. I think that's helpful from a governance perspective, but also for the folks in that neighborhood to have a single voice that they know they can depend on and can make sort of meeting with the public easier, so that you don't have to coordinate multiple entities to meet with a neighborhood association. That doesn't mean that other council members can't be involved in that process. Certainly, I think that that this council has all been very attentive to the issues that exist in Garden Hills, but I think that that's one of the primary goals that I also had. And a third goal that I had was to make sure that we didn't do the surround District 2 like an island situation, where we're trying to get the population density correct, but in doing so, we curve all the way around two and make it look like an island stuck in the middle of four. So that's also a concern for me. So so those are kind of the things that, you know, I was looking at when I'm looking at these maps. And so when I look at proposal number one, the density of two is most represented by the university campus, with a small portion outside of the university campus within that district. So I would propose that we eliminate proposal one.
So do we have a second on that?
Second.
And I would, anybody want to comment on that? I guess what I would say with respect to that is, I do think, I appreciate you bringing those other considerations, because I think those are important. And I think that's part of the issue with the non-council related districts, is that they did a really good job with mapping, but perhaps don't know the electorate or some of the more granular information about, you know, who votes in what neighborhoods. And, you know, we have currently kind of have two powerhouses in 4 and 5, where there are just a lot of votes in 4 and 5. And I'm not talking about population, I'm talking about who shows up and actually votes. But then that means that the other districts, I mean, I think you had like 200, maybe 200 votes in District 2.
Yeah.
You know, so
all
there
13
were
and 14.
There were like 2,000 in District 4 and 200. And, yeah. So, I mean, I think some of those other considerations are important to equity issues and representation issues, and they're things that maybe we're better at recognizing. So, anyway. So we have a motion and a second to eliminate Proposal 1. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. All right. Councilmember Beck, you're on a roll. You want to keep going? Anybody want to talk about district map 2?
The map number 2 is very neat and tidy. And what I will say is that they had probably achieved greatly the compact mm-hmm. component. And so I want to say good job on that.
Absolutely.
But what I do see in 5 in this is that 5 kind of goes from one end of the city all the way to the other end of the city. So that's, you know, an expansive territory from east to west, completely on one side of the city. And again, this one also with including District 2 with the primary portions of the university there does condense District 2, although it does expand it by allowing for District 4 to have some of that as well.
I want to acknowledge too that it was hard, right? So every time I tried to move one census block of District 2 to either 1 or 4 so that we could push District 2 into more residential neighborhood, traditional residential neighborhood, I mean, it would just throw the whole thing off. So I think acknowledging the work that was done is important, but for me, the 5 spreading basically the entire length of the or width of the city is that makes for really unwieldy representation and very unlike dissimilar neighborhoods, I think, which makes it harder for a representative as well. But I can't make a motion. Somebody want to make a motion? Councilmember Fulmer.
Sure, I'll make a motion to eliminate proposal number two.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign, motion carries. All right, let's look at three. Councilmember Fulmer, or whatever else you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about three and then kind of generally speaking. So particularly in my district, this really, I would consider this really changing the disposition of my, the people that I currently represent. So to me, four really has like, you know, the core area of the city. And this really changes that moving south. And so for me, I think this map changes the kind of folks who have been voting in those areas in the past. It you know, really drastically changes two. One changes significantly in this map, though I don't necessarily have a problem with the way it's drawn. But I just think that this really changes who's the folks who are represented in those districts.
I think it's again one of those, the map is fine and they hit all of the things you're supposed to hit, but it's that we have a little bit more insight into the neighborhoods from the door-to-door that we've done, right? Or the representation. Anyone else have a comment about this map? We have a motion. Did you already move? I can't remember.
I don't think so, but I will move to eliminate proposal three.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. 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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Map four. Anybody have a comment about map four? Councilmember Shannon?
I just would say that it keeps Garden Hills together, but it doesn't go all the way up to Bloomington Road. So I think that that's probably not a good idea. I would defer to the current and the previous representatives from from District 1, but I feel like Bloomington Road belongs in that district more than it belongs in another.
Councilmember Williams.
And the objective, I believe, we must keep it together. So yes, keep it. I agree with you, Shannon, as well, making sure that we extend it to beyond Bloomington Road. Well, I definitely agree.
Okay, so we need a motion.
I'll move to eliminate map four from consideration.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. You really can't eliminate mine. I don't care. You don't have to say things one way or another.
Okay, so from the three maps that are remaining, if I'm using my measure as I did before of, you know, considering to use the three districts to help distribute the density in the campus area. But the second one, or the third concern that I had raised was the making District 2 into an island in middle of 2. That, for me, that eliminates Proposal 6 because it does go around 2. I would like to see it be more contiguous. And I don't think that I think this still has the same problem that currently exists in my mind of, you know, creating a continuous district. It looks like it's in the middle of another district.
So Councilmember Pianfetti is not here tonight. But I know that she was trying to accomplish many of the same goals, right?
Yeah, and I know.
And I think one of the benefits of her map, because she's map 6, is that it creates 2 majority minority districts. Mm-hmm. So those are the trade-offs. I think it does, and it's hard to tell. We might need to get down to the street level or have the street information on the map too, between where 2 and 4 are. I think it does give a little bit more, non-campus residential, mm-hmm. Which was, I think everybody had that same goal. And I guess, again, you all are the district reps. Mm-hmm. I just feel badly that she's not here, and I talked to her enough about the map that I feel like I want to at least say something.
Right, and I do want to note that, you know, when we're looking at the majority-minority districts, we're saying majority-minority, but we're looking at it as a cumulative minority picture. So, you know, I think sometimes we use minority and we mean black, but that's not what we're talking about in this scenario. So I want to make that clear to everybody on the dais, but also those that are listening, that we're talking about a majority minority districts that may be 38% Asian or 38% Black, but we're not being specific about that when we say minority.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And one of the reasons why I do bring that up is that if you draw the map that includes large portions of the university district, the census data will show a larger portion of Asian population, and then will show that you have a minority majority population district, which is not a voting not in voting precincts usually.
Right.
So I just want to point that out.
Totally fair. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you look at the mayor's map, as you said, you're very, very close to having. You're very close to having 2, and you're even fairly close to having 3. But specifically, the one that's closest to being the second is the largest minority in that is black at 28.75%. So, and that is District 3. So I don't know if you were intending to do that when you drew it, but this, I think, is specifically giving more power not just to minority as a whole, but it looks like you're putting a solid block of black voters in both District 1 and District 3.
I was trying, and I moved lines about 150 times, so it's hard to remember exactly what I did and where and why, but that was the goal. I do think the one that is the third district is District 2, and that is because of Asian representation on campus primarily. So
Yes, that is correct.
And I don't know, Alicia, in yours, if you have a second district that's pretty close as well.
In my proposal, I have three districts that are over, or four districts that are over 40% minority. But of when you break that down, the districts that there's one district that majority minority is Asian, and then two districts where the majority minority, I'm sorry, two districts where the majority minority is Asian and two districts where the majority minority is Black. Yeah. So
three and one.
So it's
and four and two.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right.
All right. So this side. Let's hear from our district people or anybody else.
Well, we were just process of elimination as we get closer and closer. Difficult part is saying the names, but to be quite honest, the rationale that we took district, the proposal for as far as Bloomington Road, seems like that would be the same rationale that we would take out proposal five if we were all trying to include Bloomington Road. Just my thought process.
I think five has it. I think it's in there because I was pretty careful about going home.
Oh, that's the same.
I would say I know that Councilmember Pianfetti, and I don't want to speak for her, it's hard, but I know in district or in proposal seven, she had some concerns about losing the Cobblefield group because she has spent a lot of time working with them and a lot of time at neighborhood meetings engaging those residents. And so I think that was something that concerned her. I mean, I think she recognizes that she's had the most growth in her district, so she's going to have to lose it from somewhere. But I think it's important for the, those residents to know that that was a concern that she raised. Councilmember Fulmer?
Yeah, I think it might be possible that we can maintain that and maybe make some small adjustments to these. I wanted to note, or at least in my perception, it would seem to me that the more kind of even distribution of campus districts or campus voting blocks might stay more consistent with Proposal 7 in that, you know, in the obviously we're making pretty large moves here or making some pretty big changes. So it would seem to me that that might help for consistency's sake moving forward, that Proposal 7 might help us perhaps in the long run maintaining a more consistent and less drastic jump in what we saw from this census outcome.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what the how difficult it would be, but what if we just adjusted? What if we just adjusted the map that fit into the concerns of the council members? Number one, all of them wanted to consolidate, well, have a one single rep for Garden Hills, and then see if we could get Precinct 5, Cobblefield.
So I think you underestimate how hard it is. So if you haven't played with the mapping tool.
The one area that I do see, Councilmember Williams, that you, to address the concern of Cobblefield, is that we may be able to extend District 3 south in a few census blocks and then distribute 5 back up through Cobblefield. That might be doable, although I do remember that those census blocks were more densely packed in that southern edge of 3 than one would anticipate. And doing a little census block kind of, it makes it all go wonky, but it is possible to do.
And we can
try it right now.
Try that. I do have one question as he's looking at that or starting to get into it. And I don't want to put you on the spot, Councilmember Fulmer, but I'm interested. I grew up in District 4. I always think of District 4 as sort of the heart of the city of Champaign. Maybe that's not true anymore because we've grown so differently. But a lot of neighborhoods that have been District 4 like my entire lifetime get removed out of District 4 with Map 7. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's just when you talk about a different district, it does change the character of that district. I think it does some really good things and in distributing the student population in a way that is fairer across several districts instead of having that all in one. But like my heart tells me that this is no longer District 4, that District 5 is sort of now becoming 4 and 5. Like if we put all of the voting population into 5 now, and that worries me. And you don't have to answer,
Yeah, I mean, I respectfully think I disagree that it, I still think it maintains the character of the district. I do think that, it's maintaining downtown, it's maintaining the Sesquicentennial neighborhood. In some ways, I actually think it does a little better job of helping to remain its, like, the part of Champaign that is, that neighborhood. I hear you. I very much hear you. 5 and 4 have always had this weird little, we've always shared 13 and 15? I don't know. Anyway, 15. So, I don't know. It's, I very much hear you. I don't know that it changes the character that drastically. I think particularly as you look like that area south of Kirby, for example, I wouldn't say that necessarily is the same character as the rest of the district.
Well, I can say this, that when I have heard from voters that are in the Sesquicentennial neighborhood, that they did not necessarily feel that their neighborhood was the same as the neighborhood that you're talking about that would be eliminated, and that the representation didn't make sense always to them, that it would be the same representative when their neighborhoods may have had very different concerns. And so I don't know that that's exactly an issue, but that's just something that I know I heard.
For sure. Do you have any sense, one of my concerns, and I know this is not one of our mapping concerns, but one of my concerns is what I said, right? Like, have we created a District 5 that becomes, 80% of the votes in a municipal election? I mean, part of that is it's on all of us to get everybody out to vote in all of these districts. But we all know enough about the voting patterns in the community that I do wonder how that impacts everybody.
Yeah, and I hate
that's important. That is a big deal.
Councilmember Gladney.
So if I understand correctly, though, we're legally constricted to creating these maps around population, not by voting patterns, right?
Sure, but all three of these distribute the population and meet the minority goals and compactness. So if they all meet the legal criterion, then we can decide based on, you know, I like the colors in this one better.
That's fine. I guess, and I think we can do this on the fly, make these changes, right? But I guess then, as long as it turns out, if we start making adjustments, as long as it doesn't create a notable population deviation, then I think that's all right. I will just say this too. I mean, I've stayed kind of quiet tonight, but that's because I went online to try and mess around with this, and I was out. I mean, my hat's off to the people who actually did this, made the maps, and submitted them, and did them all correctly. I mean, the seven we're seeing tonight are, you know, meet the criteria. But yeah, I mean, and I will also say too, going into tonight, one of my top measures was the having two majority minority districts. However, I also knew that partly my mind would be made up by discussions we would have. And Mayor Finan and Council Members Beck and Shannon I've enjoyed listening to you talk about how, even though it may technically not be a majority-minority district by these standards, they kind of are, sort of, or close. So I appreciate that. But yeah, so when we talk about these adjustments, how quickly are you able to sit there and just adjust it like we've been? Can we see like something of that?
Absolutely. If you can, direct me, I can make the adjustments on the fly.
So, Councilmember Beck, you want to give it a shot for Cobblefield?
Sure. I've gone back and forth with Cobblefield. We've done a dance several times. But if you include the Cobblefield neighborhood, you're going to have to go all the way up to make it contiguous.
Yeah. It's easier by census block, not by precinct.
Yeah. You can't
do it by precinct.
You can't do it by precinct.
So to be sure that I understand, we want to move Cobblefield from 3 to...
To 5.
To 5. Okay. So I probably want to... This is where it can get a little tricky as we start to get in these smaller blocks.
Yes.
So I'll just start making changes and just tell me when to stop making changes.
So it's that whole block there.
Yes.
So.
And one thing I should note, the blocks in this part of the city can be very irregular.
Yes, these are the
curvy. You may have noticed
ones.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it yells at you.
And I will point out the changing population figures here.
Right.
Yes.
I think we're going to. Yeah.
Okay. just something to call your attention yeah. to keep an eye on.
I think
on
we have to go
changes.
All the way over.
Do you want to go all the way to the edge of the city?
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. I think that's the entire.
I think so.
Section,
I
mean, or is there? Does it go
do
north?
Do you have the street names on there? I can't see it.
Okay. If I zoom in, I can bring them in. So here's. Here's Jacob's Landing, for example.
Yeah. Well, Jacob's Landing.
Oh, I do have one more block here to get one of these very small slivers.
Yeah,
there's the sliver
on the edge.
I'll zoom out a little bit.
Does that encompass at all, or do you still have to go north, Dorothy? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay, so.
think you'd want to do that.
You're going to have to go to the west as well.
Yes, yep. Yes, that's no longer contiguous without doing that.
Is that everything? I think that's everything. There's not like a little sliver on the edge that we missed. Is there?
There is. Mm-hmm. There is. Yeah.
I thought so.
There usually is.
I've done this a couple times.
I know, because you keep looking. I was like, why is it saying it's
And then we're going to go over to the east then. Okay. And at the top of district, what I have is District 5. Where District 5 and District 3 meet at the little jiggity jag. I don't remember what street that is.
To the right.
To the right, okay.
Yeah, farther.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right there. So we're looking at what can we do to include either the census blocks that are just to the east of it that dip down or just to the north of it along that line that's the street that's a curved avenue. And it's very hard to find. It will.
So if you move one of those, you're saying you're over the population?
It's finding the right combination, really, I think. Mm-hmm. So we could start in that one to the east in the square area
in this. Okay.
And see what's there in that census block area to eliminate right in there.
So I'll just sort of hover, and on the right-hand side of the screen, you can see the total population per block.
So we can see the street names?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. I don't know why I'm not seeing those.
Sangamon Drive, yeah.
That's a lot.
Is it yellow, and it's hard to see the writing on there?
Okay, so this is the stuff around Centennial, right?
Yes.
Right, yes.
So try the two at the top to put into District 3.
So you're talking about like the one that comes
These two?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I have no idea if you need that. I'll get to it.
Thank you. So where are we? You need a little bit more in District 3. Is that a park though?
Yeah, this has a population of zero. This is Sholem.
Yeah.
It's all park.
Right.
But there's got to be some houses along the. Try doing that. Nothing. Huh. But if you did, can you do that whole square? Or is that too much?
It's too much.
It's actually not.
This area, the southeast part of this? I'll try this.
Yeah, try those three little quadrants there. That's bringing us closer. So now we're at 16,996. So we need 664.5. Five needs to take a few more away still.
Because five will keep growing, too.
Yeah.
The stuff underneath
four.
What's that? What's that one right there?
884.
It looks like this particular portion may have a population of 884.
So then that puts us just 200 over, right?
And that's okay because we're taking it from five that's going to keep growing.
Yeah. What if we left in those bottom ones in? I mean, we could leave it like that too.
I mean, don't you think?
Although there's sections of three that may.
Yeah. Do we currently need the requirements with us?
I don't know. That would be a question for our map experts.
Okay.
Do we currently meet the requirements with this map? Sorry, I should have used my mic.
Go to the statistics.
It looks to me like it does. All the districts are contiguous, so we meet that requirement. It appears that incumbents residences are still within the appropriate district. The total population deviation is 2.98%.
I know, it was so good.
one majority minority district.
It appears to meet all the criteria.
So I'm wondering, and I'm just throwing this out here since we're having this weird freewheeling meeting, but Councilmember Pianfetti isn't here. We're playing with her district. We have months and months, right? Like, we don't have to adopt this today. I'm wondering if we could maybe have Proposal 7.1 and Proposal 7 and maybe Proposal 6 come back to a study session so we could have the opportunity of including her in the discussion. Do we have time to do that?
We do, Mayor. The only hard deadline is that this has to be done before the next council district election in April 2025, and the filing deadline would be the prior November, October in 2024. So we have plenty of time to work on the maps and come back to you. So if you want to propose giving us direction to come back with certain maps, we can do that.
Councilmember Gladney.
Can you remind me, what is our residency rule for running in an election? Do you have to reside within the district or within the city a certain time period before? Is it before the election or?
That's smart. It's 1 year.
But 1 year before the election?
I believe that's correct.
Is it 1 year before the election or 1 year before petition?
I'd have to research that nuance.
Because there is a difference, there's several months difference. Yeah.
And so if next year's, I haven't looked at the petition dates, but if they're anything like prior years, usually it's the end of August, I think, is when petitions become available.
I thought September. It was later than that.
It's September usually.
Oh, September, mm-hmm. Okay. We're getting close.
We're getting close.
And even if the legal thing is not, is a year before the election and not the petitions, I think to be fair to people who may think about pulling a petition or something, they should have if we change the district boundaries a bit, right? I guess maybe it doesn't matter. I guess maybe they'll just run in a different district. Okay, I've talked myself out of that. Thank you.
But I also think, assuming she's back, we don't have to delay it a month, or we could just decide tonight. I am just throwing that out there as an idea. City Manager.
Your Honor, I just want to kind of mention, I don't have the council vacation schedule in front of me, so my apologies, I didn't bring it downstairs, but I know, so we don't have a fifth Tuesday meeting scheduled for next week, although if everyone's available, I suppose we could come back and do that. And now she brings it to me, but I'm going to have to look at my phone. I'm pretty confident that you are not all available on September 5th. I think I've got a couple of council members absent on the 12th. At least right now, although we have a post-council study session tentatively scheduled for the 19th, I think maybe all the council would be present then, but then we have goal setting September 26th and 27th. The only reason I'm saying that is I don't want to be in a position of scheduling this at a time where any of you would be absent. We can bring it back at any time, but I wanted you to be aware.
I'll just add that whatever you do today, so let's say you selected a map that you wanted us to bring back to adopt, there is some work involved. We have to get legal descriptions. With the amender code, so those would all come back for adoption to make the new map effective.
So you do all that work and we get to the council, like say we pass one, we do 7.1 tonight. You do all that work, we come to the council meeting and council member Pianfetti, who's not here, you know, convinces us all it should be a different map, and then we vote it down and you start all over.
That's correct.
Or she's one vote and we all vote yes and tell her too bad. What do the district members think? I mean, we moved stuff in District 3. Councilmember Iniguez, do you have any thoughts on lines? Councilmember Williams? I need a motion one way or another to do something.
I feel like it's hard to vote without one of the district council members here because there's only five of you, and I really think that especially since Councilmember Pianfetti submitted a map, I feel like it's not quite fair to do this without her. I would like to give everyone some time to consider 7.1. Would it be okay if we have? I move to look at 7.1 at a study session yet to come.
So you all would say
what we just did as 7.1.
Yes.
Or 8, or whatever you want to call it. Are there any other tweaks anybody wants to make to 7.1? No. Okay. So we have a motion to bring 6, 7, and 8, or 7.1, or whatever you're going to call it, back to a study session then on the 19th, City Manager?
As of today, I think all of you are here. No one has told me they'd be absent on the 19th, so barring any illness or other issues, we should be able to. And I don't think it shouldn't be a long discussion. You guys were pretty efficient with tonight's discussion, and you had a much heavier lift with 7 maps, so.
Just for clarification, map 5 is not part of the maps coming back? Okay. Mm-mm.
All right. Any further discussion? Take a poll. Councilmember Shannon.
Yes.
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 And yes, you have direction. We'll see you as soon as we can get scheduled.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are now at the point of our meeting for general audience participation. Is there anyone who wishes to address the council? Seeing none, council comments? Councilmember Kyles.
Just wanted to give a quick shout out to city representation through Adonis. He came to the Illinois Black Chamber of Commerce convention, and one of the during a matchmaking event, and what matchmaking event is it allows companies from universities, different municipalities and governments to meet different contractors across the state that are interested in doing business. And so one of the participants actually came up to me and he commented on how he said specifically word for word that he didn't know what was going to come of the opportunity, but he liked the fact that the city had structure. He liked the fact that he felt something different about the meeting with our staff as opposed to other times that he's had these type of matchmaking events. He just felt, he said, you know, it was worth something. He actually commented not only on the work on the staff, but on the work that the council has been doing. So I thought I would pass that feedback along as we talk about continuing to move forward in our diversity efforts at CDAP.
Thank you. Anyone else? I just had a couple things. First, I want to recognize the honor of that they are naming, that the state is naming a section of I-72 after Officer Oberheim. I want to recognize his sacrifice on behalf of our community. We are grateful for his service. I have a prior commitment, having just found out about the ceremony recently. I am unable to attend, and I know that our chief is fulfilling his military duty, and so he will be unable to attend. Champaign will be represented by Deputy Chief Petrelli, who will be attending on our behalf, and I believe our police honor guard will also be present. And certainly, I think it's open to the public. It is in Monticello, so if there was some information in the paper recently about it, if people are interested, but I did want to just recognize that honor. The other thing is, I know that our public works director is here. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm putting you on the spot. If you have any updates regarding what is going on at Craft, because I know that although the facility is in the county, it is impacting our residents within the city, and there's been a lot of questions about it.
Good evening. Unfortunately, I don't have any updates other than we reached out to them again today. I have a summary, a quick summary. If you want to hear that summary, I'll be happy to.
Yes, please.
So we got the complaints on August 3rd. We have our public works staff went on location and opened every possible manhole in the area to see what's going on, and we found none. At the same time, News Gazette reported that the issue as a malfunction of the Craft's wastewater processor that they have. We reached out to Brad Bennett of Urbana-Champaign Sanitary District, and he confirmed the issue as well. In August 17th and August 18th, Illinois EPA received over 25 complaints from citizens around the city about it. Illinois EPA escalated the issue at that day to US EPA. We made in Friday the 18th multiple calls again to Illinois EPA. Nothing was returned. Madam Mayor, I think you made a call the same day to the state also as well. We received a call yesterday morning from Illinois EPA advising us that both Illinois EPA and the US EPA staff are on site. Made multiple calls yesterday to figure out what's going on. And again, we made some calls earlier today, but we haven't heard anything as of yet.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate the update. Is there, I'll save that for later. And anyone else have any comments? City Manager.
As I mentioned earlier, Your Honor, next Tuesday, August 29th, is the fifth Tuesday, so there will be no meeting. Our next meeting will be the day after Labor Day, first Tuesday in September.
And I will not be here. Taking a kid back to college. I'll miss the parade. All right, we need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn, Madam Mayor.
All right, we need a second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We are adjourned.